adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Pablo.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Poker Chip Draw. In the 1870s, Gallup, New Mexico was one of the most boisterous, rough, and noisy towns on the frontier. As was to be expected, its leading citizens were men of ill repute. Foremost of these were Matt Rebstock and Ace Killian, gunman and gambler, respectively. As our story opens, these two are members of a tense group seated at a poker table in the Red Dog Saloon.
Oh, this hand you dealt me is like that music, Ace. It ought to be buried.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do, Matt. I'll try to fix them both.
I aim to do it, Ace. You know, I'm sitting in on this game, too.
Now, don't get your dander up, Bill. About the piano. Hey, Professor, found out lively a tune with you. You're putting us all to sleep.
The professor almost knocked himself out to get that dollar you tossed to me.
That takes care of piano. That's for your hand, Matt. How many are you going to discard?
Three.
Bill?
One.
Anybody else? You all got fat hands, huh? Well, me too.
I reckon you fixed his hand just like you fixed the music, Ace. It'll cost you 50 to see it.
Thank you, bluffing, Matt. Yeah. I'll see you're 50 and up at 50 more.
Well, after that, Bill, I reckon I ought to fold, just like the rest of the boys have done.
Suit yourself, Ace.
But then I wouldn't be much of a gambler if I let you bluff me, Bill. I'll see it.
Yeah. Looks like it's up to me. And since I ain't got enough chips, I'll put up the cash. As soon as I get out my wallet. Now, ain't that clumsy of me to drop it?
Wait a minute, Matt.
What's the matter, Bill?
I got money on the table. I want to see inside that wallet, Matt.
Yeah? You calling me for cheating?
I ain't calling you for nothing until I see inside that wallet. I ain't playing this hand until I do.
Why, you mealy-mouthed scissor, Bill? Go for your gun!
You all saw it. You all saw it. Bill Grant went for his gun. Matt Rebstock did what he had to. It was fair and square. He beat him to the draw.
Anyone else want to see inside this wallet? In that case, we'll play out the hand. I'm raising it 50. Anybody calling me? No? Then it's mine.
Well, no one will argue that, Matt, except maybe the new marshal, Johnny Vance.
Any of you boys can tell Johnny Vance if he wants to argue, I'm here, waiting.
You say the town of Gallup is a very wild town, huh, Cisco?
From what I have heard, Pancho, it is one of the roughest on the frontier.
Maybe we'll ride to a town cafe, huh, Cisco?
No.
To Clovis?
No.
To Roswell?
No.
To Albuquerque?
No, Pancho.
To Gallup.
That is right, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
I want to see Johnny Vance now that he is the new marshal of Gallup.
Do you think he'll be as good a marshal as his father is saying you're Gordon Vance?
Well, he'll have to go some to beat the old marshal. Our amigo Gordon Vance was one of the best law officers this West ever had.
Yeah, Pancho, remember the time Cisco and the old marshal wiped out the Rainbow Gang in El Paso?
I will never forget that the one member of the Rainbow Gang who escaped shot the old marshal in the back. Nor will I forget that the old marshal asked me to look after his children if they ever needed help.
Pancho, now how do you feel, Cisco? Man, it'd be a pleasure to look after Sadie and the Dory, no? Gee, one beautiful day you're either, Pancho, thing.
Yeah, she is that, Chico.
And Pancho, you know, some days you'll catch up with that coyote what killed old Marshal Gordon.
I would feel more certain about it if I had some idea of his identity.
You'll find out. Pancho knows Cisco, and Pancho knows Cisco find out.
Well, there's the town up ahead, Pancho. Up, Gallup, cow!
Well, look, go now. Gallup, a busy little place, no, Cisco?
I wonder where the Marshal's office is.
Not look like such a rough town to Pancho. All the hombres going about their business, people. That not sound so peaceful.
Those gunshots sounded like it came from over there, from the Red Dog Saloon.
Hold up, ho-ho!
Ho, 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 ho.
Come on, Pancho. Let us go inside.
Pancho, right with you, Cisco.
And I could put the next shot through your head, just as easy.
Put your gun back in your holster and keep it there, Red Sox. As marshal of the town, I'm trying to stop trouble. Not start some.
Nice. The young senior Johnny is doing the same thing you're doing, too.
No smooth-faced young punk of a marshal is going to tell me nothing. After you take your first shave, come back and talk.
Careful, Mac. You'll soil the shiny new bag. You'll crack.
You know, eh? We ought to show the new marshal how tough his new job is.
They try to get senior Johnny into a gunfight, Cisco.
Ain't killing enough, Red Sox. If you try to get Johnny in a crossfire, I'll drop you on your track.
Momento, Pancho. Let Johnny play his hand. We can step in if we are needed.
That's the best yet. The new marshal's got a hide behind his sister's skirt. Does she wipe your nose for you too, sonny?
Like I said, Red Sox, I'm not here to start trouble with you. But I can handle it if it comes. Watch this.
What can you, Johnny, do with that poker chip, Cisco?
You remember, Pancho, the poker chip draw?
Oh, gee, the fast draw you and old Marshal Gordon used to practice all the time.
Let him try it first, Johnny. I'll place this poker chip on the back of your gun hand, Matt. You raise that hand shoulder high and straight out in front of you. And then turn that hand so the poker chip slides off. And then with the same hand, draw your gun. And shoot the chip before it hits the floor.
Never mind the explanation, Dory. I'll show him. Before you go gunning down anyone else like you did Bill Grant, remember this.
Well, no, he did that very well, Pancho.
As far as I know, only two men could beat that draw. My father's dead. And the other one...
Fancy shooting tricks don't mean nothing in a showdown, Marshal Big Mouth. I figure I'm fast enough to get you and your sister if she deals herself in.
Cisco!
With your permission, senores, I would like to get through.
Cisco! And Pancho! Where'd you come from?
You're standing back in the crowd watching all this, Senorita Dory.
The Cisco kid.
I think I am the other hombre Marshal Johnny Vance was talking about. You, the one called Rebstock. You want a showdown? Make it.
Well, now, there's no need to get serious, boys. We were trying to have a little fun with the marshal because he's so young.
Cisco, Pancho, Dory, get out of here. I can handle this gambler and his gunslinger.
No doubt you can, Marshal. But you did not notice this gambler edging around to get you in the back.
Just like the coyote who I get you father.
Oh, maybe it did sound a little out of hand, but I wasn't really going to draw, Johnny.
His name is Marshal Vance to you, hombre. And if you ever threaten the senorita again, feel more than the back of my hand across your face. Well, no fast draw today, eh, hombre?
Remember, every moment you're awake or asleep, Cisco, I'm gonna get you for this. I'm gonna kill you.
I was hoping the three of you would be waiting for me here in the marshal's office.
Where else would Cisco, Pancho, and I wait for you, Johnny?
You keep out of this story. You've talked too much already.
There is no way to talk to your sister, Senor Johnny.
Yes, she only tried to help you.
Don't change the fact the whole town thinks I'm yellow. But I need a nursemaid. I'll get this and get it straight. I was hired to be Marshal of Gallup. It's my job. I'll take care of it.
I did not intend to interfere while you were dealing with Matt Rebstock, Senor Johnny.
That's right. Just go stay back in the crowd and wait till we see that gambler, Ace Killian, edging around you.
A badge packer is expected to handle situations like that. Dad was able to, and so can I.
You're forgetting Dad was a little older than you are when he handled situations like that. And he still got shot in the back.
I know all about that. And I also know I never should have let you come to this town with me.
Well, is it such a crime not to want the same thing to happen to you?
Please, Senorita Dory, Senor Johnny, not you fight with each other.
What is done is over, Senor Johnny, and cannot be undone. Perhaps we made a mistake to step in. Pancho and I would still like to act as your deputies.
What's the matter? You afraid I might build up a reputation of my own? That I'll be a challenge to the great Cisco Kid?
Johnny Vance, you ungrateful young pup. I ought to wallop you with a hairbrush.
Say, that's just what you deserve for acting like a little niño.
Well, I ain't a little boy no more. Back there in the Red Dog Saloon, I said there was one hombre faster than me on the poker chip draw. You were right, Cisco. I was talking about you. I've changed my mind. You gonna show me how you can shoot the gun out of my hand when I draw on you?
Johnny!
See, you're Johnny.
Johnny, what have you done?
I just proved the Cisco kid was afraid to draw on me.
You know that's not the truth, Johnny Vance.
Pancho, don't go. Johnny, go after them. Cisco and Pancho are the best friends we've got. Don't act like a bull-headed young kid.
I'll tell you how a bull-headed young kid acts, Jory. He kills his first man when he's 12 years old, and by the time he's 21, he's got 21 notches on his gun. He takes care of hombres like Red Stock, Killian, and Cisco, too. I'm talking about Billy the Kid.
I know. And he died with a bullet in the back.
We got gambler's luck, Matt. By taking his shortcut, we beat him.
This is far enough, Ace. This is the place, I mean. Bring your Winchester.
I got it, Matt.
This is the only place Cisco and Poncho can cross the Puerco River. And here's where they'll die.
Cisco and Poncho must have had a fight with Johnny Vance and his sister.
That young punk would be a corpse now if Cisco hadn't mixed in.
He sure would. I could have gotten him in the back just like you got his father. Anyway, we were lucky I saw Cisco and Pronto leaving town.
I only hope we're still lucky and ain't crossed yet.
We are. Look yonder. Here they come.
Oh, Cisco's mine. The back of his hand, eh? I'll smash his face with the butt of this rifle after he's dead.
Since there is nothing to warn them, it seems that Cisco and Pancho may be riding to their deaths. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Poker Chip Draw. When Cisco and Pancho come to visit young Marshal Johnny Vance and his sister Dory in the old southwest town of Gallup, New Mexico, they find the two of them embroiled in a conflict with gambler Ace Killian and gunslinger Matt Rebstock. Cisco steps in and takes a hand when he sees Johnny is about to be shot in the back. Because of his youth, Johnny gets angry about this and later challenges Cisco to a gunfight. Rather than hurt Johnny, Cisco and Pancho leave town. Now, they ride to cross the Puerco River, unaware that Matt and Ace wait in ambush to kill them.
Do not say nothing since we leave Gallup, Cisco. Senor Johnny be sorry he talked to you like that. Matt, you feel so bad, Cisco.
It is not that I feel so badly about Senor Johnny, Pancho. I'm worried about him.
Pancho knows this.
Oh, they have a hole.
Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up.
Get off local quickly, Pancho.
Huh?
Look for the cincho of your saddle. Do what I'm doing.
Huh?
Lift the stirrup and fender and look to the latigo while you swing local between yourself and that clump of rocks near the river.
Pancho, do it. What for, Cisco?
Keep busy while you glance up at those rocks.
Where's that shiny light moving, Cisco?
Could not be anything other than the reflection of the sun on the barrel of a rifle.
Someone tried to drag us, no?
See. Matt Rebstock and Ace Killian.
That should be nobody else but those buzzards.
Follow me, Pancho. Keep your horse between yourself and those two dry gulches. Do not look at them.
Where do we get the shelter, huh?
Behind these other rocks.
Yeah.
They cannot shoot us, but they cannot see us. And I'm hoping they will not get anxious enough to come down after us.
Yes, Cisco. We'll be ready for them.
This is far enough.
Pancho, hope we've not got long to wait.
If we can capture them now, we'll be helping Johnny Vance without anyone knowing about it.
Pancho and his sister must leave the town without helping Senor Johnny. Those two mothers coming.
Over here. You can see without being seen.
Mother, me get me. Those two coyotes and send them into Dory.
Santos. She must be coming after us.
But she not come from the same direction. She riding over near the rocks where the Killian and Rebstock hiding.
She must have taken the shortcut those two pockets took. Now I know how they were able to get here before us.
Cisco, they shoot us in the door. She fell from the horse.
Dos.
Go, King Sidewinder.
If we ride out there, they kill us too.
You stay here. I'll get a car.
Oh, no, Pancho, go too. Go, 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 go.
Go.
come, Mac. I'll take Pancho, and now's your chance to get Cisco.
Yeah, I knew stopping the gal with a lead slug would bring him out in the open. As soon as I get a bead on him.
Blast that Cisco, he knows where we are.
He sure does, and he'll keep peppering us with bullets every time we go to take aim.
I'm going down in the open to meet him.
I got a better idea. Follow me. Just as I figured. He stopped to look after the gal.
I'll keep Cisco busy. I won't have no trouble.
Now don't go after him right now, Matt. Huh? You might miss him, and he'd have us for murdering the gal. Believe me, I know what I'm doing.
Oh, all right, Ace.
If we ride down along the edge of the river, we can get back to town without being seen. I got a way we can get Cisco, Pancho, and young Johnny just like you got old Marshal Gordon Vance.
I'm listening.
The only way Cisco and Pancho can prove we gunned down Dory Vance is if they eyewitnessed it, and they didn't. When they come back to town, we'll use Dory's death to set Marshal Johnny against him.
Well, how do you figure to do it?
You wait and see. We'll get him. And we'll do it with Johnny's trick, the poker chip draw. Come on, let's go.
Yeah.
You sure you feel good enough to sit up, Sandy, there, Dory?
I'm all right now, Pancho. Oh, it just grazed the side of my forehead.
Mm-hmm. Glad to see you up on your feet, Senorita Dory. Are you all right?
I was a little wobbly for a minute, Cisco. I'm all right now. Did you find out anything?
No definite clue that could pin that dry gulch on those coyotes, Killeen and Rebstock, even though I know it was them.
Of course you did. We go back to the town and beat the two out of them.
No, Pancho.
No?
That's the way Johnny would do it, with fists or guns, instead of by law like Dad would.
You are right, Senorita Dory. Johnny is too handy with his guns already, to my way of thinking.
Johnny and I need your help. The way you and Pancho left town...
Let's say the Dory, Cisco and Pancho leave the town for good. You just go to make the cops. Then Cisco coming back and help you and say you're Johnny. Oh,
I should have known. I'm sorry, Cisco.
What was the cause of that showdown in the cafe?
Well, those two sidewinders talked Bill Grant into a crooked card game. When Matt Rebstock tried to palm some cards out of his wallet, Bill called him. Matt beat him to the draw.
From the wallet? How he could do this thing, Rita?
I don't know exactly. Something about Matt needing cash. He dropped his wallet to the floor, and when Bill wanted to see inside...
Santos, you know your padre was shot in the back, Senorita.
Well, of course, Cisco, but what...
Do you know how it happened?
No, not exactly. Well, what's that got to do with...
Mother mia, Cisco, the card's in the wallet. And the wallet falls to the floor, and that's the same way old Marshal Gordon Vance killed.
What are you talking about?
Your padre and I were after the last member of the Rainbow Gang. We knew he had to be one of two hombres. I went after one, your padre went after the other.
See, the one Cisco go after proved to be a wild Mustang chase.
The other was the hombre we both looked for. He pulled the same trick with a wallet. When your padre bent down to pick up the wallet and look inside, he was shot in the back.
That Rebstock. When Johnny hears, he'll go after him like a gunslinger, not like a marshal.
It is up to me whether he'll become a fast gun on the side of the law like your padre or just a fast gun like Billy the Kid. Come on, we must get back to town. Pronto.
Things stacks up like this, Joe. You owe me $600 from losing the cards. Now, how'd you like me to tear up them IOU markers? Forget about that debt.
Oh, I'd like it fine, Ace. Fine.
Then remember, me and Matt have been sitting at this table playing cards with you all afternoon.
Well, sure, Ace. That's just what you and Matt done. I get it.
And don't make no mistakes, Joe, or else you'll get your belly busted open with a bullet.
Oh, you know me better than that, Matt. Whatever you and Ace say, that's what I'll do. You can depend on it.
All right, here. Now you take these cards with some chips. Act as though we've been playing.
Hey, that young marshal just came in. He's heading this way. Pick up your hands and play.
Drop some chips into the pot. Make it look good.
I've been looking for you, Rebstock. And you too, Killian. We were having a talk before the Cisco kid interrupted. I'm here to finish that talk.
Well, I'm glad you are, Marshal Vance, because we want to tell you we were dead wrong about everything.
Why the change of heart?
Well, the marshal who can chase the Cisco kid and his partner out of town is the right one for Gallup. Ain't he, Matt?
Yes, no doubt about it.
Well, there's nothing like a nice, friendly game of cards to help people forget past differences.
All right, Killian. I'm willing to let bygones be bygones.
Hey, Joe, you already won $600 from me this afternoon. You said you intended to ride over to Fort Defiance.
I didn't realize we've been playing so long. I got to get going.
Do you mind taking over Joe's hand, Marshal Vance?
Sure, Marshal. I got a good hand. Hey, take over my chip. We can settle when I get back to town.
All right, Joe. Well,
see you all later.
Yeah, sit down, Marshal.
Joe already drew his cards and bet 50, Marshal. Matt's turn. How many you want, Matt?
Three, Ace. I reckon I'll have to see that bet Joe made and raise it 50. Well, since I ain't got enough chips, I'll put up the cash as soon as I get it out of my wallet. Oh, now ain't that clumsy of me to drop it.
Wait a minute, Matt.
Hey, what's the matter, Marshal Vance?
I'd like to see inside that wallet, Matt, before you pick it up.
Hey, if you think I'm cheating, Marshal, go ahead. You pick up the wallet and look in it.
If I'm wrong, I'll apologize.
Red Stock, what did you jack in the... Oh, my hand! Cisco shot the gun out of my hand!
Shooting marshals from the back is your specialty, eh, Red Stock?
What are you doing back in town, Cisco? I told you I was marshal, and I'd handle things.
That's right, Johnny. Ask Cisco what happened to your sister. Ask him why he shot her.
You're wrong, you're maverick, you. Dad, it's ain't either Dory, and she not dead.
You and Matt didn't do a good job when you tried to shoot me, Ace Killian.
By your knowledge of the matter, you admit your guilt.
I don't know what this is all about. But it don't change things between you and me, Cisco.
And before we go any farther, Marshal Vance, I want to show you something about the poker chip draw. If you start anything with me, be sure you can finish it.
Yeah, and that's something you not can do.
All right, so you put the chip on the back of your hand and you're going to shoot it before it hits the floor like I did. Well, what does that prove?
Just what?
Now, you see, Johnny Vance, Cisco shoot that poker chip three times before the pieces hit the floor.
Now, Matt, get him!
Hey,
that the way, Cisco and Marshal Johnny fight side by east, just like Cisco and old Marshal Gordon used to do.
The fight is over, Matt Remstock. You are going to answer the law for two attempted killings and one murder.
You ain't gonna tackle the same medicine Red Stock got, Killian.
Hold on now, Marshal. Aren't you gonna let Cisco tell you how to run things?
Arguments between Cisco and me are none of your business. But when you and your partner gang up on him, it is my business.
Oh, God bless, Johnny. When you learn all there is to know about those two sidewinders, you'll realize just how good.
I believe you, Dory. Cisco, Pancho, would you please, as my deputies, drag these two skunks over to the jail? They're going to get what's coming to them according to due process of the law.
See, Marshal Johnny, that's what Deputy Marshal Pancho likes to hear. According to due process of the law. Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Marshal Johnny, find out all about those two coyotes, Repstock and Killian.
Si. And I think Johnny Vance will follow in the footsteps of his father.
Yeah, more important, Marshal Johnny find out everybody need help from their amigos. Pancho glad to do the helping.
And since you mentioned it, Pancho, you did a lot of helping yourself at the dinner Senorita Dory prepared for us.
Oh, Cisco, with that food, St. Rita Dory cooks so good and Pancho so hungry.
I am talking about your table manners, Pancho. They were terrible.
What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean, Cisco? What do you mean?
Well, I have told you so many times to ask for things at the table, not to reach for them, Pancho. Tell me, have you not got a tongue?
See, Cisco, Pancho got a tongue. But Pancho's arm pulled out longer.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco! Up there!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. To listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.